So tonight I went to the Journalism So White event at Annenberg, and I thought it was really good. I really related to Sandy Banks, the print journalist from with the LA Times. And one thing she said about internships that I can really relate to is she says that hiring managers always refer to other people and say that, oh, you remind me of myself when I was younger. And she said, I'm never going to remind any hiring manager of themselves when they were younger, because as an African-American female, it's very hard to find representations of yourself within a business. I also related to her when she said that women don't promote themselves enough. As women, we're sometimes cast aside and we're taught to be nice and be polite, but within journalism, it kind of breaks all of those standards and all of those preconceived notions. You have to be aggressive and you have to be hard-hitting to be that journalist that you're going to be. Also, another thing that Jorge Rivas said was that people of color only hit on topics of people of color within the workroom. I think that's so true. People always, managers or editors, always ask people of color to hit these stories when really anyone should be able to talk about them, not just people of color. But if people of color do not bring them up, sometimes they won't get covered. So that's the balancing act that we all get stuck in with the workroom and racial stories. Another fact that I really liked them talking about was getting rid of unpaid internships. Not all minorities have the same opportunities that Caucasian students have, just from where we grow up and from how we find jobs and how much time we have on our hands. Sometimes getting an internship is all about what you've done in your past, and sometimes that's not going to measure up to other students. So therefore, you don't get an internship because you don't know the right people or you don't have the same stats as them, even though you might be just as talented. This is for Annenberg Media. I'm Roxy Drew Jackson.